that an inadvertent error was made in the consideration of the health resolution. That resolution, as was read to you and as you voted on it, did not include a friendly amendment that referred to trans people. The resolution, as has been presented to this chair to be reconsidered, reads as follows. Gay people and trans people historically have been subjected to abuses by the medical community, from castration to aversion therapy, from shock treatment to incarceration, from lobotomies to harmful chemical treatment. The more outrageous of these experiments or hostile treatments have been stopped by law. However, the assault on gay patients' dignity and privacy continues. Gay women seeking gynecological treatment often must explain their sexual preference before doctors can adequately treat them. Gay men often meet contempt while seeking treatment for hepatitis, venereal diseases, or other sex-related ailments. Trans people often meet contempt also while seeking any treatment requiring the listing of a legal name or sex. Moreover, because gay people are not allowed to marry, we are often deprived basic information about our lovers' medical conditions, even under the most tragic of circumstances. Houston Town Meeting 1 therefore encourages the American medical community to approach treatment of gay people and trans people progressively, fairly, and earnestly according to the Hippocratic Oath. To this end, we suggest, one, that reference to a patient's homosexuality or transsexuality either not be included in medical files, or if it must be, that it be kept completely confidential as long as the prevailing winds of bigotry blow harshly about our land. Two, that we be given the right to know important information about the medical conditions of our lovers. Three, that we be given the right to include our lovers on insurance and financial coverage pertaining to all kinds of medical costs. Four, that a list of gay-informed, trans-person-informed, or sympathetic doctors be made available for our use. Five, that medical journal reporting and statistics pertaining to gay people and or trans people, their physical and mental conditions, be free from homophobic bias. The question is on the resolution as read. Are you ready for the question? All those in favor of this resolution as read, standing as the health resolution, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The resolution is adopted.
The next resolution, law enforcement. Point of order? Is there a point of order?
I would like to make a point of order that previously we had an amendment to the health resolution, and I would like to make the point that that one, as long as prevailing winds of bigotry blow harshly about our land, has been deleted, and it was read.
If there is no objection, we'll accept that. Is there no objection? Hearing no objection, we accept it. May we please focus on law enforcement at this point? The reader of the resolution, Bill Whiting. Bill, are you at the microphone?
Certain officers of the Houston Police Department have conducted themselves in a manner that has endangered public welfare, denied citizens their constitutional rights to equal protection under law, and brought discredit upon the department. Without external pressures, the internal investigations of the Houston Police Department generally have failed to eradicate these problems. Further, there is considerable doubt in the minds of Houstonians about the official police versions of events in the deaths of Sanford Radinsky, Milton Glover, Tommy Hanning, Randall Webster, Joe Campos Torres, and many others. There is within the Houston Police Department disrespect for the rights of Houston citizens in general. The department failed to satisfactorily settle questions surrounding the death of Gary Wayne Stock, thereby appearing to cover up the facts. There are significant inconsistencies in the evidence presented in the police report and the statements of witnesses to Stock's death. Houston Town Meeting 1 therefore resolves that the 15th Senatorial District Convention of the Texas, Houston Town Meeting 1 therefore resolves that it strongly call upon the appropriate agency of government, local, state, or national, to create a civilian police review board in the city of Houston, Texas. We further resolve that this review board actively investigate the day-to-day operation of the Houston Police Department in order to restore public confidence in the structure, personnel, management, and operating policies of the department. We further resolve that this resolution be presented to the Mayor of the City of Houston, the Honorable James McCann, and to the 8 members of the City Council, and that such presentation be made by the Chair of this convention at a date not later than 30 days following the final adjournment of this convention. Lesbians and gay men, I'm here to tell you that when I was a child in this city, I began to read the newspapers. 20 years ago, the first major controversy that I recall encountering dealt with rubber hoses and torturing of prisoners on Reisner Street in order to obtain confessions from them. Mayoral and council candidates fought their campaigns based upon this issue. They promised to clean up the police department. Lewis Q. Traer won, and Lewis Q. Traer cleaned up the police department. Now, 20 years later, the Houston newspapers, Texas Monthly, and Time Magazine have made the term throwdown gun a household word, and we know names such as Tommy Hanning, Milton Glover, Sanford Rudinsky, Randy Webster, and Gary Wayne Stock as if they were our intimate friends. My children read in the newspapers that Mayor McCann has promised to clean up the police department. I'm sure he will. But frankly, I wonder who will arise 2 decades hence to clean up the Houston Police Department still another time. My friends, we cannot depend upon the political processes to bring us a man on a white horse to save us from the Houston police every 20 years. It is incumbent upon us as the citizens of today to leave behind us an apparatus by which the residents of Houston can control their own police department. There is ample precedent. Every other large city in this land has such an agency. Even the founding fathers saw the need for such control when they firmly established civilian control over the military. It has to be done. To wait longer only invites more violations of civil rights, more cover-ups, and more deaths. We as gay citizens must demand that the Houston Police Department be brought under control. We must have a civilian review board to evaluate the actions of our police. We must have it now before there are more Gary Wayne Stocks.
Thank you. Is there a second to that resolution? Resolution has been made and seconded. Debating the resolution next, Norma Gutman. Norma, will you approach the microphone? Not to exceed 5 minutes, please. Norma? Yes. Is there a point of order before we begin this debate?
Yes. There is a point of order. My name is Alice, and I would like to make 2 friendly requests. One is that on the vote, lesbian, gay, internal affairs, it was not unanimous. There were a few dissenting votes in one far corner of the room. I'd like to request that the record be changed on
Thank
that.
Thank you.
The other request is that the chair and the parliamentarians make a point to look to their periphery to check on those votes. I know it's hard to do, but
Thank
I just wanted
you. Appreciate
to mention
it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Norma?
It's Norman.
Norman, I'm sorry.
We all want to thank you for coming. You're doing a wonderful job.
I'm sorry.
Thank you for coming. Community silence and apathy concerning human rights is reflected everywhere we look in Houston. Low voter turnout gives our politicians, who are elected to serve us, the right to do things that they couldn't if a greater majority or a greater plurality of people would vote. But they don't. Houston, for a fact, has the smallest voter turnout of any major American city today and probably of almost any city in this country. One of the most serious results when you have apathetic community spirit or no community spirit is that the lack of majority votes allows these politicians and leaders to do things that they couldn't otherwise. And it's reflected in many ways that are obvious to all of us. The notorious police department and other law enforcement departments are able to function or misfunction as they do because there are not active groups in the city to fight them. This is an important occasion for Houston Town Meeting 1 to take and look around and say, okay, we've got thousands of politically active people that are represented here and that will be spirited by us as a group. One of the ways that we can show our influence and spirit is to support a civilian police review board. It's very important how this will logistically be done and who will be on it and all the details. That can be worked out at city council meetings, public meetings around the city. But it's important that we unite and support this concept of a civilian review board. The political apathy in the city gives us an opportunity. As negative as political apathy is, Houston gays in the hundreds of thousands can fill the vacuum that is created by the suburbs not being involved politically. In the last mayoral election, it was Montrose and the Heights that were very involved. Most of the campaign offices were actually in those two areas or near there. We have to remember that one of the ways we can put ourselves together is to support a citizens review board and to remember that our power is ever increasing if we continue like this.
Thank you. Yes.
Jenny, in the spirit of cooperation, I would like to offer an amendment to the rules and hope that we come to some kind of agreement due to the time constraint that we're having here to limit the time on each resolution to 16 minutes allocated as follows. 6 minutes for debate of a proposed resolution and 10 minutes for amendments and substitute motions. Do I hear a second?
Non-debatable motion for a total of 16 minutes
for each resolution,
6 minutes for debate, 10 minutes for any and all amendments and substitutes. All those in favor of this, point of order.
Yes, I think it's important that the body understand on this motion that this will mean that many people that have already registered at the tables will now no longer be able to speak. So if this motion does pass, all people who have registered to speak are going to have to come down here and find out who may now speak and who may not, because all of the people that have already registered on the bottom of the sheets will be cut off.
That's accurate.
My motion was stating in the spirit of cooperation. In the spirit of cooperation, that we go ahead and pass this motion and ask for those people who have asked to speak to come down here and reassess their time constraints and align themselves as they can speak.
Okay, I think we have to vote on this amendment to the rules at this point. All those in favor of the proposed amending of the rules, please signify by raising your hand. Thank you. All those opposed?
Thank you. Thank you.
The amendment is accepted.
You might want to say something to affect the people that are...
Will you please take note of the comment made with regard to determining who is going to speak? It may be that your spirit of cooperation would necessitate people simply paring down the time that they have allocated. Yes.
I have an additional motion. The new resolutions table, which is the table which is open for all other resolutions besides this and the workbook, now has 10 resolutions. I think we should vote to amend the rules to close the new resolutions table at this time so that no more resolutions come through.
That's the motion to close
That is simply a motion that you're making and placing before the floor that we...
Yes,
will you repeat your motion, please?
Close down the new resolutions table now.
Close down the resolution table now. This is the additional resolution. Is there a second to that motion? It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor of the motion, please signify by raising your hand. Thank you. Those opposed, the motion is carried. The next speaker with regard to law enforcement is Mike Barron. Mike, are you at the microphone?
Thank you very much. Let's not deny the fact of why we're here today, and let's not close the door to reality. And while we've chosen to express ourselves in this fundamentally democratic manner, we're speaking to the public today. And in no uncertain terms, we're saying to them, I'm alive, I'm here, I know, I think, at least I know I love. and you can't deny us that. We are together because society has chosen to enforce private moral conduct and enforce it through criminal law. It is, however, not the law that I address you today. It is the effect of how that law is enforced on society by our peace officers in this community. They decide which morality to enforce, whose lives are destroyed by the legal process, who is arrested, who is threatened, who is incarcerated, and who is murdered. They enforce the law, then, that concerns us, that concerns me, and that concerns you. It is a fundamental concern of all gay persons. The enforcement of the law, as we see it here in Houston, is nothing more than a police state. Legal reform is one thing, and we can address that, and we will address that with the next motion. We can do that by voting in proper manners and supporting proper resolutions. But the overseeing of the police department's activities is quite another thing. It is the police officers' manipulation of people that I wish to address myself today. What we can do is now concerning with this reality. What limits are placed upon us? This resolution addresses itself most clearly and most definitely to these points. It is the only resolution in this booklet that we have today that puts a time limit on when a specific resolution will be presented to the mayor and what we found out in 30 days' time. This is good. This places a time limit upon us, and this is the best thing that I've seen come out of this program. What we need to do is we need to have results of this conference and results of what we are talking about today and all of these glorious resolutions, fine and dandy, but we need to see some action. And a 30-day limit on this and a written resolution coming out of what we found out is important for us and important to the continuation of the progress that we are seeing today. So what I ask you to do is adopt this resolution as stated. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Final person seeking to debate this motion, Alan Vogel. Alan, not to exceed 2 minutes. Alan Vogel.
My name is Alan Vogel. Last fall when I ran for mayor, law enforcement was, of course, one of the major issues in Houston. I think it still is and will continue to be. Nevertheless, I speak in opposition to this resolution because civilian review boards serve not to help but to hinder the real problems. We don't need additional governmental agencies or bureaucracies which further insulate people from their rights. What we do need is massive change in our laws and elimination of all laws which prohibit, restrict, or regulate private and peaceful conduct. To achieve this change, we need a change in the elected officials who make our laws and those elected officials charged with enforcing our laws. We need to eliminate victimless crimes laws and enforce real crime laws. And we need to use our votes. We need to use our votes to eliminate those legislators and district attorneys who do not respect human rights. I'd like to give the rest of my time to Joan Glantz.
I'd like to add a friendly amendment. My name is Joan Glantz, and I'm from the American Civil Liberties Union. Thank you. Okay. The friendly amendment is that we call upon the mayor and city council to pass a city ordinance creating a citizens advisory group to the mayor and police department. The reason for this is that such an ordinance has already been drafted and has been on the mayor's desk for about 6 weeks. And
excuse
it came
me.
Out of
excuse,
the police...
Excuse me, I'm sorry. Yes. But she's got a friendly amendment. You have 30 seconds.
Okay.
There is a question because you're seeking to make an amendment and you are not scheduled to make an amendment.
Right.
And therefore, your remarks will be considered out of order if, in fact, you are seeking to make an amendment.
Does that mean that you will not honor the amendment, that you will not deal with it?
Unless there is one amendment scheduled to be made, and that is the next person being called upon. If that person will agree to incorporate it into that particular amendment, then we can accept it. But
okay.
You are scheduled to debate and not to amend.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Offering amendment to this resolution, and the entire discussion cannot exceed 10 minutes, is Larry Benares. Larry, are you at the microphone?
Yes, Jenny. The members of the Chicano Caucus moves to amend the resolution by adding to the last paragraph on page 4 the following sentence: that the Civil Review Board be comprised of representatives of all minorities, Chicanos, Black, women, and gays alike from the city of Houston.
Is there a second to that amendment? All right. Although we are voting on the amendment as introduced by Larry, it will read that the civilian board be comprised of representatives of all minorities, Chicanos, Blacks, and gays alike from the city of Houston. All those in favor of that amendment, please signify by raising your hand. Thank you. All those opposed to that amendment. Thank you. The amendment is passed. We're ready for a vote on the resolution as amended. All those in favor of the resolution on law enforcement as amended, please signify by raising your hand. Thank you. Those opposed? The resolution as amended is accepted. The next resolution to be considered is legal reform. The resolution will be introduced by Patty O'Kane. Yes, excuse me. Is there a motion, Steve?
Yes, I wanted to move that because of the wonderful work that you have done, Jenny, for us in coming down from New York, and that you're involved in your campaign and have taken that time to come down here and do this, that we vote support for you by saying that we will pass the hat for a donation for your campaign.
I think that's out of order, Steve.
Testing. I'm worried about the people leaving before we get to thank you, Jenny. Do we hear a second on that?
There's been a motion. It's been made and seconded. All those in favor of that motion, please signify by raising your hand. Thank you. Those opposed? The motion is carried. Patty O'Kane on legal reform. Patty, are you at the microphone?
Yes.
Thank you.
Legal reform. We, the members of the gay, lesbian community, and trans people, are denied equality under the law, both in civil and criminal matters. This denial is an abridgment of civil rights in a democratic and equal society, unconstitutional in nature and implicitly immoral. There is no proof that gay people or trans people choose a lifestyle, or that we follow dictates of biochemistry, genetics, or childhood influence. Religious and secular groups in many cities and states of the United States have successfully denied gays and lesbians their civil inalienable rights under the Constitution of the United States, in an attempt to bring it into gay, lesbian, affectional self-expression, or gender identity. Their attitude is that gay or lesbian persons can cease loving one another, living with a lover, and thus in all homosexual conduct and any and all affinity towards all men and women on earth, even as they have claimed to have done. Their attitude is that we as gays and trans people can cease our sociological and self-determined expression of gender identity. Majority rule under the Constitution does not justify denying civil rights to any minority. The immorality of this procedure was clearly demonstrated when American female citizens had to wait for a century and a half to be allowed to vote in national elections. Black citizens still would not be allowed to vote in some areas.
Patty, excuse me. There's a point of order.
Yes, Jenny.
Yes, will you please state your point?
The point was made earlier that we don't need to go through reading everything that's printed in this booklet. I don't think it's necessary. It's a consumption of time. If we can get on to the new resolution rather than reading the one everybody here, I believe, knows how to read.
We are advised that the resolution being read is in fact different from the resolution in the book, but this is the resolution that was accepted by the resolutions committee under legal reform.
I beg your pardon.
Thank you.
You might also say that in the future, if the resolution is the same, we will not read it.
All right. If it is agreeable to the assembly that in the future, if the resolution is identical to the one read, the one presented in your booklet, we can suspend reading it in the interest of saving time. We'll simply call your attention to it. In this instance, it differs. Patty, will you continue, please? And I beg your attention to this, since it does differ from what is before you. Patty, you have about 20 seconds.
Black citizens still would not be allowed to vote in some areas if non-black citizens were to decide their legal franchise by popular referendum. Majority rule has been used to deny human rights to American Indians, Orientals, Arabians, Chicanos, and other non-white, non-Protestant, non-male minority groups, among others. Now majority rule is being used against gay people and trans people. Houston Town Meeting 1 therefore calls for the elimination of Section 2106 of the Texas Penal Code, which makes unlawful those acts of mutual consent between adults of the same sex in private. This makes the gay community the only community denied the right to privacy. We further call for the Texas Department of Corrections to eliminate homosexuality as a grounds for denial or delay of an inmate's request for pardon or parole. Further, we call upon the City Council of the City of Houston to rescind the public intoxication section of the city code, which allows a police officer to arrest, charge, and jail anyone on the basis of one officer's subjective judgment as to whether an individual represents a public threat. This ordinance leads to arbitrary harassment of the local gay community at the whim of those in charge. Until the public intoxication section is repealed, we call upon the City Council to incorporate into the code objective arrest procedures, specifically including tests to measure the level of intoxication. Moreover, we urge that enforcement be applied equally to all persons. We also call upon the Houston City Council to rescind all ordinances traditionally classified under public lewdness, which outlaw expressions of non-sexual affection between members of the same sex. The remainder of this resolution number 6 is as is in your book.
Thank you. Is there a second to this resolution? Second. Resolution's been made and seconded.
I'm going to speak on this resolution. Could the chair please tell me how much time we have as we have a revised schedule?
1 minute.
All right. Thank you. Anyone who has lived as a gay person or a lesbian for any length of time knows that the law and the legal system affect us in different ways than non-gays or non-lesbians. We may not have actually been arrested or harassed under the public lewdness, homosexual conduct, or public intoxication statutes that sprinkle the state and municipal codes, but every one of us knows persons who have been harassed or arrested. Every person who goes to a gay bar or congregates with other gays or lesbians can be affected by these laws. They're not just for persons that we in the legal profession would comfortably like to think of as criminals or sexual perverts or disturbers of the peace. They help the Houston Police Department, the Harris County Sheriff's Department, and other agencies to enforce the unwritten law that we all know only too well. That is, stay in your closet.
Patty, there's a point of order. Please state your point.
My point is that this topic has been coordinated, and we were asked to cut down time, and I was told that if the resolution had to be read, that would not be included in my time, okay? The resolution was read as a courtesy to the people that are here, because what's in your book has been amended on a friendly basis so many times that we felt it was important that you heard what it had become. I would like to give you the times that we changed them to and ask that we be allowed the 6 minutes for debate on this resolution.
5 minutes of debate has already taken place.
That was not debate. That was reading of the amended resolution.
We have what?
It's 6 minutes.
Yeah, go ahead.
We have another 6 minutes?
No, we have another 5 minutes.
Total of 5 minutes. We have a total of 5 minutes remaining under this heading. Read rapidly. Please.
Go ahead.
Patty, will you please?
Yes, I'm willing to give up my place in about 20 seconds, all right? The insulting and discriminating laws on the books directly applying to gay men and lesbians aren't the only laws that oppress us. However, we are asking that despite the latest dismal, and it is a truly dismal record, of the all-male, all-straight, we presume, Supreme Court on gay rights, I feel that the law is an important tool for social change. But only if we are the people who make the laws and interpret the laws and enforce the laws. We are everywhere must apply to the courts as well as to the streets. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you. We have four people remaining with debate. The chair is ruling that they will please have 1 minute each. I will take them in order. Sally Smith is next. Please, 1 minute, and I will have to interrupt you.
Madam Chairperson.
Yes.
I am not a constitutional exception. I am endangering my career. I am also endangering my legal rights by taking this position. We have our security here. They also have theirs. They are established and institutionalized. I have a lover. She happens to be a woman. This is my preference. My feelings are not limited to my home. If this trend continues, will I even be safe in my home?
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next scheduled speaker, Warren Caldwell, 1 minute, please. Warren?
Okay, can you hear me? My minute started? Okay. I'm Warren Caldwell. I'm in the Socialist Workers' Party. The most important lessons we can learn from recent setbacks is a need for a visible campaign of action and education to answer the right wing. The low-profile approach simply does not work. This was demonstrated in Miami. Relying on the advice of a handful of Democratic Party experts, the Dade County Coalition for Human Rights concentrated on a slick media effort and failed to tap the potential for a large-scale, visible counter-mobilization to confront Anita Bryant. Following the national upsurge in activity after the Dade County defeat, groups such as the National Gay Task Force, various gay democratic clubs, and the paper The Advocate tried to steer this movement away from further demonstrations. Leaders of these groups urged lobbying, and we call for mass action, and if that march in Washington goes forth, we the Socialist
Warren,
Workers' Party...
Warren, I'm sorry, I must call time. The next scheduled speaker for a period of 1 minute, Lee.
In the state of Texas, homosexuality is used as a reason for unconditionally denying parole to an otherwise qualified inmate. Be it resolved that the parole officials no longer discriminate arbitrarily on the basis of sexual orientation. Many of us recognize that prison systems are by their very nature homosexual in structure. I hope that most of us are aware of the great pressures on all prisoners and that these pressures are more intense and more unfair on gay inmates. I urge that you accept the amendment in regard to pardon and parole board. Thank you.
Thank you. Next scheduled speaker, Rex Wood. 1 minute.
First of all, let me say that I did not come here prepared to speak to this assembly. I came here, first of all, to try and help a man that I don't even know. At noon today, I witnessed an incident in Memorial Park where a man was enticed and entrapped by a member of the Houston Vice Squad. This was unbeknownst to either person, the man that was entrapped or the Vice Squad officer. I watched this scene. I went down to the Vice Squad office and tried to offer the man some aid, and I told the people down there that I was a witness to what happened and I would like the man to know that he had a witness. I was thrown out of the office, verbally abused, and told that if I didn't get out, of the office immediately that I would be sorry. Let me tell you, each and every one of you sitting here could have been that man that was taken down to the police department. If we don't all get together and start fighting for one another, we're not going to get anywhere. If we get to the point, we're to the point right now where we try to offer one another aid and they throw us out of our offices as citizens, then we've got to go to other measures.
I'm sorry, Houston, Rex, I must call time on you.
Okay, fine.
A scheduled speaker for an amendment to this resolution, Ann Mayers. Ann, will you approach the microphone, please?
Yes, Madam Chair. Are we working here? Very good.
We have a two-minute...
Yes, I understand.
Thank you.
Okay, I would like to amend the resolution by addition. After the word sex, and I'm not sure what paragraph that is, but it's where the woman who read the resolution left off. And prior to the following paragraph, I would like to add, until such time as these ordinances are rescinded, we call upon the City Council to incorporate into the code such ordinances to outlaw expressions of non-sexual affections between members of the opposite sex paragraph. We also call upon Houston City Council to rescind all ordinances which pertain to masquerading or cross-dressing until such time, comma, we call upon Council to charge the Police Department that enforcement be applied equally to all persons. We call upon our lawmakers to place any legislation which pertains in any way to trans people into the jurisdiction of the public health departments rather than the police departments. Thank you.
Is there a second to that amendment? Amendment has been seconded. All those in favor of that amendment, please signify by raising your hand. All those in favor of the amendment, thank you. All those opposed to the amendment, please signify by raising your hand. The amendment is adopted. Yes.
Motion.
My name is Eli. If everyone would look at their watches, it's about 20 after 5 now. In the interest of time, there are 13 resolutions left to be passed, and I think that we're generally in agreement on all of them. Therefore, I move that the remaining resolutions, as they are to be read, be approved by acclamation.
May I ask, please, the maker of that motion to withhold? That motion is out of order at this particular time. I will Wait. Excuse me. Let us finish this resolution. We are prepared to vote on this resolution. May I finish this resolution? I will recognize the microphone, and you can reintroduce your motion. All right? Thank you. We have one additional speaker. Yes, we do. One additional speaker, Phyllis Fry.
It's not necessary. We already passed the amendment.
Thank you, Phyllis. We're now ready for the resolution as amended. All those in favor of the resolution on legal reform as amended, please signify by raising your hand. Thank you. All those opposed, please signify by raising your hand. The resolution as amended is adopted. The chair recognizes Eli.
What? I should reread that?
Please.
Okay, first I want to apologize. I didn't realize that I was reading that at an inappropriate time. Therefore, I move that all remaining resolutions, as they are to be read, be approved by acclamation.
A motion has been made and seconded.
Point of privilege.
Point of privilege. Please state your point.
Yes. My name is Jay Vaughn. And I would like to say that there are many people here who would like to hear what other people have to say, and there are still people yet to speak. who have important things they wish to say. And there are people here that are willing to stay late and listen to them. And I'd like to ask that this meeting give consideration to that fact.
Excuse me. That is not a point of privilege. You're debating the motion that is on the floor at this moment.
I think it would be courteous and considerate of the person who made the motion to remove it, because I consider it a rude and ill-considered motion.
All right. All the assembly need do is defeat that motion, and we can then continue as agreed upon. But there is a motion on the floor. If there is no further debate on that motion.
Point of information?
Yes.
I do not understand the resolution specifically. What I particularly need clarification on is how does this affect the new resolutions that have not yet been read from the new resolutions table, of which there are 10.
Parliamentarian can answer that.
The motion is to adopt those people that are holding resolutions to read them. Those are the resolutions that are referred to in this motion. The people that are standing out here with resolutions in their hand as people who are designated to introduce resolutions. The motion is to accept those resolutions as are being held by those people and to accept them by acclamation.
Right.
No.
Would have been read.
The resolutions that would have been read by those people who were to introduce them will be accepted by acclamation if this motion passes.
What about the old ones?
Right.
Exactly. The ones that are the ones that are not in the book.
Well,
the resolutions in the book, how will that affect the resolutions in the book?
It will not affect the resolutions in the book. The resolutions of the book will be disregarded. No, his motion was to accept the resolutions as they are to be read. I'm just telling you what his motion was, okay? Would you restate your motion?
Eli, will you please restate your motion?
I'd like to clarify that. Okay, what I have here is I move that all remaining resolutions as they are to be read, be approved by acclamation, and that all new resolutions be read and voted on, since no one has been able to see them yet. But therefore, the ones that are in the book...
Can I ask that we separate that into two different motions? Will you first identify specifically what your motion is with regard to the booklet people have in front of them?
Okay. Regarding the motions that have already been written down into the booklet and the amendments have already been discussed, that we vote on those by acclamation as a group.
Is there a second to that
as
motion?
They were friendly amended.
There is a motion. It's been made and seconded. Is there any debate on that motion?
Is that including the friendly
amendments? I'm including the friendly amendments on those.
Point of information.
Yes, I recognize point of information.
How many resolutions that are enumerated on the schedule are there yet to be discussed?
Yeah, let Carl, he's got some information.
If you'll just wait one moment, we'll give you the precise
Thank you.
Answer. I'm told that there are approximately 12 additional resolutions that would have to be read, debated, and moved upon. 12 is the
12.
Answer.
How
Those
much,
that are in the book.
How much time do we have left total?
None.
5 minutes.
No.
For everything.
I'm told we have 2.5 hours remaining.
How much time do you as chair wish to give the new resolutions that are not listed? I believe that's within your authority.
I'm just going to leave it.
One moment, please. I just want to get the fairest response to that as possible.
It was my understanding that the resolutions were to be finished at 5:30.
That doesn't matter. What your understanding is, we have people wanting to speak, and you're going to lose support if you don't let them speak even a little bit. Because we have to toss.
Yes.
Okay.
It would be. You asked for the opinion of the chair. The opinion
Please.
Of the chair would be that we accept We vote on this motion now and respond to the will of the Assembly. In the event that the Assembly wished to adopt all those motions in the booklet, then it would be the wish of the Chair to then give very structured hearing to those resolutions not before any of us at this moment. That is, those resolutions which are waiting to be read.
Thank you. My only concern was that there would be some people who had very important things to say that would be cut off, and I didn't want to alienate anybody.
No, I understand.
Okay.
That is my interpretation. You've requested the will of the Chair. That is what I would see as reasonable. We now have a motion before us on the resolutions which appear in your booklet. It's been moved and seconded. Is there any debate remaining? Hearing no debate.
Could we restate the resolution? Could we restate the motion,
Eli,
please?
Eli, will you please restate that motion? I asked you to divide it into two. We are talking only about those resolutions in the booklet.
Okay, right. Is this on? Only those resolutions that are in the book. Okay, I move that all remaining resolutions in the book with their friendly amendments be approved by acclamation.
All right. Is there any debate on this question?
Point of clarification.
Hearing, is there any debate on this question? Yes. The Chair recognizes person.
Bill Maron, I don't think it's fair for the people that end up at the end of the agenda to be silenced just because they end up at the end of the list of speakers here. Now, everybody's waiting their turn, and had these people known that they were going to be silenced, then maybe they should have put themselves at the top of the list of this meeting. Therefore, I feel that we should allow them the time that has been allowed everyone else here to speak and enter their opinions, because basically this is what is going on, and it's a matter of input. It's a matter of people speaking what they have on their mind. Even though most or some of us don't agree with all of what's being said, we should allow them the privilege and the right to speak what they have to say. So I do not feel that we should, just because it's getting late, silence these people totally because it's getting late. I therefore feel that we should consider this and consider the fact that a lot of people are here waiting to talk, waiting to speak, and they've been very patient, just like all of the rest of us have been very patient with everybody else, including myself, speaking here, and we should consider that before anything else. Because the whole idea here is being fair and waiting and being decent and civil about this meeting.
May I say that I think your point is well taken. We
Thank
will be
you.
Most expeditious if we
Thank
limit
you.
Debate on this. We understand what the repercussion of a positive vote will be
right.
on this motion. I think that if seeing no further debate on this question.
Right. I agree. Thank you.
I'm sorry, we can't hear you. Are you addressing the Assembly?
Yes. Am I supposed to just allow anyone to talk now?
I'm sorry, I cannot
I'm the mic monitor, and I need to know if I'm supposed to allow people to discuss this now. Everybody.
This is a debatable motion, but I would remind the Assembly that we are speaking out of a concern for time and being heard. We have a vote before us. If you are not in favor of the motion, then the Assembly will vote it down. If you are in favor of it, then it will pass and we'll go on to the new resolutions.
Okay. One more question. Point of information, please.
Okay. My name is Hal. What I want to know on this resolution that we're fixing to pass right now, are we going to agree to all the resolutions left in the book just as they're written? Or are we going to pass amendments that we have not even heard yet to go with what is left in the book?
It is my understanding that the maker of the motion indicated that those friendly amendments that were accepted by the resolutions committee under those headings would be incorporated into the resolution.
Could I say something? I think we need to remember that a friendly amendment doesn't change the general nature of what an amendment
That's correct.
What a resolution is going to say.
Okay. Thank you.
I have a point of information, not debate.
I would remind this group that there is no moving the previous question according to the rules of this assembly. I would ask, please, that we have heard both sides of this question. I will call for one more comment in favor of the motion, one more comment opposed to the motion.
Point of information.
Point of order.
Point of information, please.
Madam Chair, if this resolution passes, does that mean that the 8 friendly amendments that I have accepted to my resolution today will not be heard? Because I have done this so that this meeting can go on faster. Does that mean that these friendly amendments will not be heard?
It is our understanding that they will not be heard, but they will in fact be incorporated into the resolutions.
My comments in reference to this motion are that, in fact, we have to be realistic and realize that we must be out of this building at a certain point in time. The process of putting town meeting together was supposed to be totally democratic, such that everyone could participate up until the time of the meeting, when, in fact, we would have very rigid rules in which it would allow us to get through this issue in X amount of minutes. We, in fact, have given everyone so much opportunity to speak that we are bogged down and have something we cannot cover, which means when it comes the time we have to get out, you will not get to discuss it anyway. So let's decide on a method in which we can discuss the most of it.
Okay. I will entertain one speaker against the motion. If there is no speaker against the motion, I'm calling for a vote. Is there a speaker against the motion?
Yes.
There's a speaker against the motion, and I would submit that we have spent more time discussing this motion than it would take all the people who wish to speak
to be
able to speak. You're
absolutely right. I'm calling for a vote. All those in favor of the motion, all those in favor of the motion to accept the resolutions and the friendly amendment that remain in your booklet, please signify by raising your booklet. Raise your booklet if you are in favor. Thank you. All those opposed to this motion, please raise your booklet. The motion carries. Yes.
However, we've already taken, you know,
division.
Yes, we've called for division, but we've already taken the raise.
Well, why don't you speak to the thing? It's parliamentarian.
Okay.
The question here is that there seems to be a call for division of the House. I'm asking the parliamentarian to please respond to this.
We have already taken a vote by raising the white booklets, and that's as close to a division as we can come to. If you want to take a counted vote, you will have to make a motion to that effect.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Please state your point.
My point is, how do I go about making that motion?
Say, I move that the vote
I
be counted.
I move a division of the House.
Wrong.
Okay.
We have already taken a division of the House. If you want to take a counted vote, you may do so, but you have to say, I move that the vote be counted.
I move that the vote be counted.
Is there a second to that motion?
No!
Is there a second to that motion?
I second that motion.
The motion has been made and seconded. It requires only a majority vote.
Whether or not we will count.
All right, you are now voting to determine whether or not we will count. Voting in favor of this motion means that we will count. Voting opposed to this means that the previous determination of the chair remains. All those in favor of the motion to count, please signify by raising their card. Thank you. All those opposed to a count, the motion is defeated. Yes.
I have a point of privilege. Since this motion
Please
has,
state your point.
Since this motion has now carried, I need to inform the chair that the paperwork that is involved in getting these new resolutions on the floor, now that we are out of order, will take an additional 15 minutes.
In order to take care of that problem, we have a guest speaker for you tonight, Mr. Don Imbinder, president and publisher of Blue Boy Magazine. We'd like to take a few minutes to welcome him here today.
He says it's going to take 15 minutes to get the new business item ready.
So you'll have Don Imbinder speak?
Okay, ask,
Ask him if he can get a couple of them up here so we can go ahead and start on.
May I ask the person who just indicated that we need 15 minutes to get the new resolutions up? Do you have any of those new resolutions that are prepared already and ready to be submitted? May I ask that the resolutions, the new resolutions that would have been considered at the end of this proceeding, be brought up here to the parliamentarians as they are prepared?
Hello? So I can just give you these stack and you will deal with the paperwork.
I'm sorry, correct? You're too close to the microphone. I can't hear you.
Yes, I do have the stack. It is not in proper order. It has not been ordered for speaking order, so I should just turn these over to the chair. The parliamentarian is more familiar with the paperwork involved. None of it has been done. Can I just turn the resolutions over to the parliamentarian?
Yes, as they are finished. Please do.
Fine.
Thank you. We are using the time limits that we adopted earlier with regard to the new resolutions. May I have the new resolutions?
And the winner is... Other issues. Okay, I guess we'll just...
May I have your attention, please? We are about to begin on the new resolutions. I've asked the parliamentarian to please identify what the ground rules will be, considering the fact that we have not had time to sign up speakers. We're working within constraints of time, and I would ask that the House please give the parliamentarian full attention with regard to how we proceed on these new resolutions.
The following procedure will be followed concerning consideration of new resolutions. The time limits on debate of both the resolution and any amendments or substitutes to it that we previously adopted, that being 10-minute time limit.
Six minutes for debate and 10 minutes for amendments.
6 minutes for debate on the resolution and 10 minutes for consideration of amendments and substitutes. Point of order, yes.
Yes. I've asked for a point of order in order that I may be able to present an amendment to resolution. I wish to do this, although it has already been sent up to the podium and been approved by acclamation. I want to read my amendment and take a point of order in order to do so because I feel it's very important. I'm here and I speak on behalf of people who cannot be here. And because of their condition, and because of the fact that they can't be here, and the reasons why, I'd like to let the people here hear what I have to say. It's that important. I wish to apologize for the fact that my amendment has been hastily composed and doesn't do justice to the people on whose behalf I wish to speak. We, the members of the Houston Town Meeting 1, call for development of a legal defense fund to provide legal and financial assistance to gay persons.
Excuse me, just a moment. What you are doing is submitting a resolution, is that correct?
That's correct.
Are you submitting an entirely new resolution?
This is not a new resolution, it's an amendment to a resolution that is included in our program today.
Which resolution are you referring to?
This is a resolution. I'm amending a resolution, adding to a resolution regarding mental health, which we skipped over and did not go over before the agreement to the motion was made to approve them by acclamation.
To do that would be to reopen the issue, and you are amending something that has been previously adopted, which is out of order.
I've chosen to do this, which I can do by parliamentary procedure, on a point of order.
That is not a proper point of order.
No. If you won't permit me to state the amendment as I have submitted it, and it goes unheard and reaches your desk and is approved by people who have never heard it, then that means that there are many people whose voices need to be heard that I'm trying to speak for that won't be heard.
May I make a suggestion, please? The longer we do this, the more people and issues that will not be heard. May I suggest respectfully that we begin to go through those new resolutions that have been submitted, that the chair will turn the chair over to the parliamentarian to proceed through that. I will come down and determine whether or not we can incorporate the spirit of what it is you wish to say in one of the resolutions that are about to be heard. Please?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Proceeding under the heading of other issues.
Okay, do you want to explain the ground rules?
Are you explaining the ground rules? Will you please explain the ground rules?
I thought you already explained the ground rules. I hadn't finished before I was in.
Okay, we are now in the process of. May I ask that all motions be held for one moment? I want the Assembly to understand very clearly what the ground rules are for these new resolutions. It's imperative that we understand so that everyone will feel that we're getting as fair a treatment as possible given the constraints of these times. So I am turning the chair over to the parliamentarian who will explain those ground rules and then begin to proceed with the new resolutions. I'm coming out to the floor to address the woman who just had an issue.
For attaining the floor and debating the new resolutions will be as follows. The same time limits that have applied to the consideration of previous resolutions will apply to the consideration of new resolutions. Those people who are at the microphones, who have been designated as mic monitors, will be in control of who gets the mic. If you want to speak to a resolution, you get up there and stand in line. When the time for that consideration of that resolution has been exhausted, that is it. We will take a vote on it at that time. Time limits will be enforced. Are there any questions? Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, being that we are having a 15-minute delay to get the paperwork for the new resolutions to forward, that slack time will be taken up by a wonderful man that we know as Don Imbinder, the Executive Board of Gay Rights National Lobby in Washington, D.C., and President and Publisher of Blue Boy Magazine. Don.
I want to thank you for inviting me here to Houston today. I've had the good fortune of, in the past week, of being in five different cities, all of which are involved in their lesbian and gay pride weeks, and there have been some very exciting celebrations and some very exciting things happening all over this country. We all know that we are in the midst of a tough and a crucial struggle, the struggle to obtain our full and fair share of civil rights. Those rights guaranteed to every other citizen of this country by our Constitution are due to us. We want no more. We damn well want no less. But I'm here to tell you it's not going to be easy, and it's not going to be quick. It took black people in this country 200 years of pain and effort to win theirs. And if we don't become far more sophisticated in our political strategies, it could take us as long. For a start, let us recognize the enemy. We should be fully aware that the same elements of our society who have opposed full civil rights for Jews and Catholics, blacks, Chicanos, and women are leading the fight against us now, fighting us with a deep-seated social acceptance that is reinforced by decades of political experience. They play upon mythologies and stereotypes accepted as reality by large segments of our population. This enemy, cloaked with their own self-serving biblical and constitutional interpretations, is in reality a powerful, efficient, and highly organized fundraising apparatus. whose economic lifeblood depends upon stimulating the fears of the American public about gay people and about other minorities as well. Realizing the strength of our enemy, we must also begin to recognize our allies and our potential allies. Above all others, the potential ally of greatest importance to our fight is the fair-minded but unmotivated majority of the American public. We have not reached them, we have not influenced them, above all, we have not motivated them. Yet they are our neighbors, our co-workers, our families, and yet they do not know us. The Gallup poll, conducted in July of 1977, revealed an astonishing fact about this majority. 56% of the people interviewed nationwide believed that homosexuals should have equal rights in terms of job opportunities. Only 33% were opposed, and 11% were undecided. The people out there, as I discovered on my own travels these past few weeks, are receptive if we know how to reach them, if we communicate with them rather than affront them. Antagonism is not the antidote to bigotry, no matter how righteous our indignation may be. If anyone doubts the incredible opportunity we have by educating the American public, by introducing them to reality rather than the mythology of gay people, let me quote a United Press International release of June 21, 1978. Asked this spring in a ladies' home journal survey to choose a man and a woman who have done the most damage in the world, junior and senior high school students picked Adolf Hitler and Anita Bryant. This poll was of 800 students in schools in Clearwater, Florida, Montrose, Colorado, Bloomington, Indiana, Kirkwood, Missouri. As any of you who, like I was, a teacher at one time, it just proves you can't con kids. My belief, and I feel that it is shared by a great many of you here this evening, is that major benefit can be derived from our active support of those political candidates who understand and accept our point of view. Basic to the achievement of our political objectives, however, must be a much firmer grasp on the realities of the American political system. In order to be of help to our cause, political candidates must first get elected. To be of continuing support, they must be reelected. We must realize that they have other constituencies to please and other voting interests to satisfy. Far too often, we have demonstrated our lack of political sophistication by demanding of our candidates certain political suicide as the reward for our votes and support. We have witnessed the results of our unrealistic expectations and poorly conceived political strategy in Dade County, Florida, St. Paul, Minnesota, Wichita, Kansas, and most recently in Eugene, Oregon. I say unrealistic expectations because the simple fact is there is not a record, a single instance in our nation's history when a majority of the electorate has voted for full civil rights protection for any minority group. It was no more realistic to have expected the voters in Dade County to vote in favor of full civil rights protection for gay people than it would have been to have expected the voters of Selma, Alabama, 20 years ago, to have voted in favor of full civil rights protection for the black people of that community. Our founding fathers, in their superior wisdom, included the Bill of Rights in our Constitution specifically to protect the rights of individuals and minorities from the potential abuses of majority rule. Our civil rights are already guaranteed by the Constitution. Every time we permit these rights to be tested at the ballot box, there is joy in the enemy camp. The American Civil Liberties Union, in urging us to petition for redress of our grievances, urges us to do so only when and where civil rights can realistically and credibly be upheld and defended. In closing, let me suggest the following strategy for your consideration. First, the support of local, statewide, and national candidates who are supportive of our civil rights struggle. A focus on the overturn of the state sodomy laws and other sexually related legislation that demands the de facto invasion of the privacy of our homes for enforcement seems to be the most politically achievable objective. Achievable because as threatening as these laws are to our lives and happiness, they are equally dangerous to the majority of our heterosexual brothers and sisters who may occasionally stray from the boredom of the white missionary position. Secondly, we must find a way to educate the American public. We must destroy the unfortunately accepted mythologies about our lives and lifestyles, as well as the stereotypes that are considered descriptive of our community. This certainly is a process in which each and every one of us can make a meaningful, personal contribution. Think for a moment of the results if each one of us, and we are more than 20 million strong, changed the opinion of just one misinformed person a month for the next year. Beside our personal efforts, we must develop an effective, organized, and fully funded promotional program emphasizing our community's significant contributions to the American culture. A case in point, I cannot think of a single instance in which the original driving force and the majority of the initial occupancy of neighborhood urban renewal programs in the cities of this country were not gay people. I'm not talking about massively federally funded mega tenements. I'm talking about the exciting restorations of rundown but historically significant neighborhoods, funded by the work, sweat, and money of private individuals, mostly gay. Right here in Houston, Montrose is a perfect example. I think that we can assume that the media, in general, will continue to select isolated and inappropriate gay images and role models as long as we continue to portray ourselves as outsiders and non-contributors to our society. Finally, and of perhaps greatest importance, should be our determination to fight for our rights in every courtroom in this country, at the local, the state, and at the federal level. Our rights are guaranteed by our Constitution, and we must confront every judicial misinterpretation of that simple fact. The present Supreme Court has not been supportive, but Supreme Courts change. Rather than being discouraged, we should redouble our efforts so that we are ready to present our case when the judicial environment is ready to accept the wisdom of our founding fathers. Thank you very much. I appreciated the opportunity to be with you here this evening. Thank you.
Thank you, Doc. Okay, we seem to have a point of order back here at microphone number one.
Do we have a point of order at microphone number one?
Not anymore.
Okay. We'll go ahead and proceed with the new business items at this time.
Who's number one?
The chair. The chair recognizes Ann Mays.
Ann Mays?
Okay. Make it quick.
Yes. You have 4 minutes.
Very fine. I only need about two of that. I would like to propose a new resolution under legal reform, title, name, and sex designation, to read as follows. Often the transgenderist change of gender identity and the transsexual change of both gender and sexual identity have to combat a vast number of Sue Me First organizations who refuse to comply with a legal change of name and or legal change of sex court order in issuing new documents, transcripts, employment records, etc., reflecting previous identity. Houston Town Meeting 1 calls on the Texas Legislature to require that organizations comply with the state court orders in providing future documents revealing previous identity. Thank you.
Is there additional debate on this resolution?
That's it. Let's save some time and vote on it.
I'll second it.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand you.
I second. Let's vote.
Is there any further debate on this resolution?
No.
The question is on the resolution as read. Are you ready for the question? All those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The ayes have it. The resolution is adopted. The chair recognizes Phyllis Fry for the next resolution.
Okay, I'm going to give you all a copy of this. Essentially, all it says is that clubs like the Houston Club, the Petroleum Club, the Rotary Club, and all these other sexist, anti-black, anti-Jew, anti-everybody but honky clubs not be supported by being allowed to receive contributions from corporations who deduct those contributions as tax deductions. Taxed citizens should not be excluded by the use of tax-deductible funds. So I'm not going to read it all. Essentially, all I'm going to say is that Town Meeting 1 calls upon the federal government to investigate and disallow any fees which directly or indirectly support memberships to private exclusionary organizations as being tax-deductible business expenses. We call upon the Office of Management and Budget to continue its policy of non-support by federal executives of these organizations. We also call on the Texas Legislature and Houston and surrounding county and city governments to adopt similar directives for its tax-paid executives. Thank you.
Is there further debate on this resolution?
I'll second that resolution.
The resolution has been made and seconded. Are you ready for the question?
Yeah.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The motion is adopted. The chair recognizes Tom Porter to read the next resolution.
As a collective group, what we have been trying to accomplish today, if it was possible to accomplish in one day, is to gain our freedom and equality from the heterosexual community. There is a similarity on the international level which bears a strange resemblance to our movement for our birthright. That similarity is the country of Israel, who has been asking since the end of World War II for her Arab neighbors to acknowledge her equality as a country and to give her freedom. Like ourselves, she has had at times to fight for her life, her right to a home, and her right to support herself amid seething prejudice. Yet now I see that she is willing to concede on some key issues to gain that freedom. Think about it. We first have to accept the fact that freedom and equality, regardless of our Constitution guaranteeing them to us, must be earned. And that earning is hard work, it's sweat, and many, many tears. We must work hard, work united, and we must be willing to prove that we are going to make some concessions. In order to gain their support, we need to prove to the heterosexual community that we are a reasonable people willing to make concessions. Concessions. That means giving up something we already have or do. Yet upon examining the intersecting life that we all share, I find only one major concession today that we need make and possibly need ever make. That is public sex. Not all of us are guilty of this act, yet many of us are. Many of us justify this act by saying that it is our life to live and that we may live out our fantasies as we see fit. Yes, but at whose expense? The small child who happens to walk by in the park or into the restroom at the wrong time? That child did not ask to see two people regardless of sexual combination engaged in sex. What effect does seeing sex have on that child? It may be and probably will be devastating. I personally don't want to be wary of parks and restrooms due to the possibility of encountering a heterosexual couple engaged in sex in public. There are many of you here who may not agree with me, but I want to know, are you really interested in the gay movement? Are you really interested in getting our freedom and equality that we were supposedly born with in this country? Then I say, if you are, we must forego some physical lusts in favor of lusts of a different nature. I say we concern ourselves with the lusts of freedom and equality. If we have to suffer some along the way, as we have been doing for many, many years, the victory will be more the sweeter. Therefore, I feel we should absolve any and all allegiance with any individual or groups of individuals, regardless of sex or sexual preference, who must continue to seek sexual pleasure and fulfillment in areas which afford public access. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any further debate on this resolution? Hearing none, the chair now calls for the question on this resolution. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The chair is in doubt and will take a rising vote. All those in favor, please raise your hand. Those opposed, please raise your hand. The ayes have it and the resolution is adopted. The chair now recognizes David Ward.
We, the voting participants of Town Meeting 1, support the American Indian Movement and preservation of the culture of the Native American insofar as it is not sexist in nature. We also call upon all gay and trans American Indians to preserve their culture both as Native Americans and as gay or trans people. And we further encourage all Town Meeting participants to show support for human rights by going to Washington, D.C. on July 9th for the ERA demonstration.
Thank you.
My name is David Ward. I'm a gay American Indian, and I urge your support for this resolution since American Indian cultures in this country are the only ones who have ever recognized homosexuality as a valuable lifestyle in the United States of America.
Thank you.
And in the essence of time, that's fine.
Thank you. Are you ready for the question on this resolution? All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The resolution is adopted. The chair now recognizes Chuck Hickman.
The only way any major change in attitudes or laws has ever occurred in this country is by national legislation, i.e., the federal government, and through the national political parties of this country. It was done in the 1960s with blacks, We are working in the 1970s for the ERA with women. The 1980s is going to be the gay issue. Therefore, I urge Town Meeting 1 to adopt the following resolution. Town Meeting 1 urges that the Democratic, Republican, and Libertarian and Socialist parties in the United States recognize homosexuals as a legitimate minority within these parties. Once this is done, we will have a power base, and until we have a power base, then we will have control.
Thank you. The chair requests that you please give me a copy of that resolution because I do not have it. And I will now put it to a vote. Are you ready for the question? Those in favor of this resolution, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The resolution is adopted. The chair now recognizes Craig.
Thank you. I'm not going to read all the crap in front of this thing. It's short. Be it resolved that all gays are urged to become active members of some congregation or synagogue in Montrose so that we may concentrate our witness. We may become majority members of these congregations and neither be ignored nor repudiated. We may bury the disciples of hate and evil by being living disciples of love and charity. What it means is the same way that we're learning to take political control in the Democrat and then the Republican and other political parties by simply going and showing up and voting, you can do the same thing in the churches. It'd be simplest if we packed the churches in Montrose of all the mainline denominations so that we can have enough people to win the votes and stop all this crap at the national conventions. I'm not calling on people to leave the MCC. I'm not calling on people to leave any other religious organization. We need all of them. If it wasn't for the MCC, I wouldn't have stayed at my own church when I was blackmailed off the church board. Now, dadgummit, I'm tired of doing it with just a handful of other people. If I can trick half a Saturday night and go to church Sunday morning, so can the rest of you.
Thank you. The question is on the adoption of the resolution. Are you ready for the question? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
The noes have it, and the resolution fails. The chair recognizes George Graham.
Don't worry about it. We got it.
He's not at the microphone.
He's got the same thing.
Can we go to Maggie? He's not at the microphone. Can we go to the next speaker?
The chair recognizes Maggie Young.
Women prisoners at Harris County jails are categorically discriminated against. We're incarcerated in a maximum security facility for indefinite lengths of time. Counter to a 1974 federal court order ruling calling for equal and adequate jail facilities for women. Women's facilities are overcrowded, maintained to affect psychological and physically damage to women. At present, we are told the new women's jail will begin construction in 1981. Town Meeting 1 calls upon Mayor McCann, City Hall, etc. to immediately implement the 1974 court order to institute equal and adequate jail facilities for women. If such action is not undertaken immediately, we call upon Town Meeting 1 to bring a class action suit against James McCann, City Council, and also Sheriff Jack Hurd and Harris County Sheriff's Department on behalf of every woman incarcerated in Harris County Jail since 1974. This pertains even more so to gay women than it does to straight women because gay women are incarcerated in separate tanks. Specifically, inadequate medical facilities, sexist educational facilities, overcrowded cells, inadequate recreational and exercise facilities, inadequate shoes and uniforms, grooming equipment, there aren't enough clean blankets and bedding. The jails are a hellhole up there, and Town Meeting should do something about it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The question is on the adoption of the resolution as read. Are you ready for the question? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the resolution is adopted.
Thank you.
The chair recognizes Maggie Young.
Town Meeting 1 must address itself directly to the crisis situation encountered daily on the streets of Montrose. Street kids are the blatant and highly visible victims of urban ruin. inadequate overpriced housing, substandard nutrition, non-existent employment referral facilities, non-existent employment counseling or technical training is made available for street kids, inadequate medical and psychological clinics, incredibly high rate of drug abuse, particularly amphetamines, which present a unique counseling problem, is destroying these kids. Therefore, Town Meeting 1 calls for immediate action to deal with street youth problems with a series of direct street-level approaches. In effect, that an interactive series of programs be evolved to solve the street crises encountered by Montrose youth. First, that a free shelter be established to house street kids on a temporary basis without charge for up to 2 weeks. Second, a referral service be established to put street kids in touch with employment counseling and/or employment opportunities to earn an adequate living. It's a crying shame that a community the size of Houston doesn't have no way for kids to make a living other than peddling their ass or peddling drugs, and it's got to stop. Arts and crafts workshops, construction crews working with tools provided by Texas Department of Vocational Rehabilitation, recycling programs, all these are available, and all these can be done with a minimum of effort from this town meeting. To refer street kids to excellent educational facilities, community college, and vocational technical training, as well as evolving new ones within the Montrose community. To establish drug counseling programs to deal specifically with amphetamine addiction. As it stands now, no drug program in the country will accept an amphetamine addict because of the intrinsic difficulties with this type of drugs. Efforts must be made within our community to deal realistically with this problem. People are dying in the streets right now, and they've been dying for years, and they're going to continue to die if something isn't done. To provide free of charge a street meal program serving a nutritious meal at least once a day, twice daily if the funds permit. Further, that high-potency vitamin supplements be made available to anyone needing them. That a free laundry facilities be made available, also telephone facilities. That a transportation cooperative be established to facilitate job hunts, vocational rehabilitation interviews, and so on. Funds for a program such as this are available right now to the Montrose Fourth Ward community through Title VII of the Housing Urban Redevelopment Act of 1974. Town Meeting 1 must make every effort to use some of these funds to establish such a program within the gay community on the streets of Montrose. And if it's not done quickly through the City Hall, we're going to lose the opportunity to get these funds. These funds have been kept a secret to practically everyone. On the other hand, they do exist because of the federal government. And
thank you.
A committee, please, must be formed to facilitate this program.
Thank you. The question is on the resolution as read. Are you ready for the question? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The noes have it, and the resolution fails. Chair recognizes Chuck Hickman.